TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
It's like deja vu. Ladies love Cool Dre. Crack. You gotta love us.
Calling me poor attention, being poor attention. Say you looking for that action. Got my name all in your mentions. Oh, now you're coming to your senses. Yeah, now you're calling me poor attention, being poor attention. Say you looking for that action. Got my name all in your mentions. Oh, now you're coming to your senses. So now we have, and now you've got all the time.
Without a little with Kanye, two Birkins in the drop, verdict top, yeah, I put it in her mouth. Fat ass, slim waist, thick lips, no face, no case, so they can't say shit. Yes, he did it on the floor, on the sink, on the counters in the kitchen. Now you come and see your senses, got it wet, Six Flags, Great Adventures. Ever since I put that ass in detention, you was showing ass on the ground for attention.
Now you're calling me poor attention, being poor attention. See you looking for that action. Got my name all in your mention. Oh, now you're coming to your senses. Yeah, now you're calling me poor attention, being poor attention. See you looking for that action. Got my name all in your mention. Oh, now you're coming to your senses. So now we have, and now you've got all the time.
Coming to your senses, yeah, you coming to your, ooh, yeah, you coming to your senses, yeah, you coming to your senses, just so you know.
Here we go with the same drama, you acting out, we've seen this before, you after clout. Before you know it, you'll be on the outside looking in like, damn, I'm missing them good times. Your last nigga did the plug walk, yeah. Friends tripping like, how you let the plug walk, yeah. Beat off back, that's plug top. Got you sending me texts, let's fuck talk.
Now you're calling me poor attention, being poor attention. Say you looking for that action. Got my name all in your mention. Oh, now you're coming to your senses. Yeah, now you're calling me poor attention, being poor attention. Say you looking for that action. Got my name all in your mention. Oh, now you're coming to your senses. So now we have, and now you've got all the time.
Your attention. attention inside the Social Lab. Tia Muhammad Radio. What's going on, everybody? 10:04. Well, I am here in Puerto Rico, 904 ATL, 604 Los Angeles. What's going on? Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, we're like, are we 8 days? I believe 8 days away from Christmas. Before we go any further, it's holiday gifting. The good, the bad, the ugly, we're talking about it. 27 people recently revealed the worst gifts that they actually received had me dying laughing, gave me the idea for tonight's show. We're going to talk about it. What was the worst gift you ever received? Hit us up, 917-889-3926. Or the best gift, or the most, let's say the ugliest or the weirdest gift you've ever received. Hey, let's go live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Actually, no, we're in Columbia, South Carolina.
There you go.
What's up, Samantha? I'm thinking about you, Samantha. She just left me. Hey, but we're going to Fee in Columbia. What up, Mo?
Hey, hey, hey. Not a thing. I'm ready for Santa to come on down the chimney. Ready for me to shake Santa's sack. Yes, yes. Let's go.
Hey, not only are you shaking Santa's sack, man, you preparing the ultimate feast. Hey, and I like this. Sometimes you need to get away from the norm. Get away from what's traditional. You were talking about the approach that your family's taking this year as far as dinner. That's literally what my dad. So I go to dinner at my dad's house, typically after I've left my mom's house. And my dad does that seafood thing every Christmas. You are not having a traditional Christmas meal. Share with the people what you cooking up over there.
Absolutely. I am going to do a seafood Alfredo, which is going to consist of grilled shrimp. It's going to consist of lump crab and lobster tail. I'm going to also do a lobster mac and
cheese.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to do some Hennessy glazed salmon, and I'm going to
Hennessy glazed salmon.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah. And fried fish, fried shrimp, and crab legs. So that's going to be.
Does anyone
want
to go with me to South Carolina? If you want to go with me to South Carolina, hey, hit me up. We can get a bus and we can just roll to Fee's house.
There you go. Bring it on. The more the merrier. Bring some gifts when you come.
Hey, I got the gifts. I got the gifts.
Hey, and I got the
great
food.
Transition.
Perfect marriage.
Hey, we're talking about holiday gifting, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Listen, people, don't show up at people's house this holiday season with nothing in tote. Listen, you got to bring something when you show up, specifically to show up to eat. If you don't have a gift, let me help you. Listen, I don't know where you shop, but I get the best wine from Whole Foods. Whole Foods actually has some of the cheapest quality wine that you can ever get. Listen, if you're showing up at people's house, at least bring a bottle of wine. Bring two, a red one and a white one if you don't know what
they
drink.
There you go.
Listen.
That's right.
Just show up with something in tote. Again, 27 people recently revealed the worst gifts that they ever received. And I was cracking up laughing so hard that I figured this would be a great topic for tonight. Fee, what is the worst gift that you've ever received?
Oh, that's easy. My oldest daughter's father, past tense, you know, of course, we're definitely not together, and I'm pretty sure it happened the day he opened this gift. I clearly watched him out of the corner of my eye. I was cooking on Christmas Eve, and I watched him out of the corner of my eye take a pen and scratch his name off of this gift that he had, like a little white elephant thingy at work, right? So I'm watching him scratch his name off, and I'm like, what the hell is he doing? So he put my name where his name was at, right? So it was a package. It hadn't been opened. So he had no clue what was inside. So Christmas morning, my daughter was, stop laughing, my daughter was only 7 months at the time, and now she's almost 20, but she was only 7 months at the time. And he was so excited. He was like, hey, babe, here you go. And I was like, he took that same damn present. Weren't you scratching a name off last night? So I look at the little name tag, and it's clearly scratched off, and it says fee. So I open it. Now, I know some women out here that can be hairy or whatever the case may be. I'm not her. Why you got me a shaving kit? Oh, okay. It's a shaving kit because Negro, and we're going to pronounce Negro K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W. That was for you. Okay? That wasn't for me, sir.
Oh,
I was hot as fish grease. And that was the only gift. That was it. That was it from him.
The only gift.
The only gift. So needless to say, he got nothing from me that particular year. I put a bow on my baby's head and was like, oh, okay, Merry Christmas. Yeah, she came 7 months ago, but guess what? This is going to be your gift today because I promise you, that little re-gift you just gave me for, you know, someone who's walking around here hairier than a mug, you going to give that to me? Nah, dude. I was on fire. I'm still getting a little saucy just thinking about that, but thank you. Yeah, I needed to get that off my chest. I was so mad.
Well, listen, you're not alone when it comes to receiving, like, horrible gifts. I'm going to read off, like, out of the 27 people who talked about their gifts, listen, there were five that had me cracking up. The first, actually, there was about seven. How about this? A carton of cat food when you don't even have a cat.
See, that person would have got pushed down.
A
running start.
Of cat food, you don't have a cat. That's weird. It sounds like they might have got that as a gift and re-gifted it as well.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. The same CD twice. Gotta read this.
That ain't true.
This person, you know, loves their dad dearly. But one Christmas, dad got them an Eagles CD. The Hell Freezes Over Eagles CD. And, you know, the person was like, throughout my life, I had expressed zero interest in the Eagles. But I got an Eagles CD 2 years in a row.
2 years.
Unbelievable. 2 years
two
in a row.
2 years in a row.
How about a single piece of Tupperware? It's a toss-up between, like...
Like, you got the bowl and not the lid?
A single piece of Tupperware. And for people who are like, what the hell is Tupperware? Tupperware is like, it's like the, what? How, for people
the containers.
How would you describe
like a,
Tupperware?
A heavy-duty plasticware that you could store your food in. Yeah, it's more so storage. Because now you can just go to the store and just pick up, like, bowls and lids and things of that nature. Nothing that you would want for Christmas, guys. Trust me. Not a single one.
Nothing. A piece of Tupperware. How about a used Halloween magazine? Like, all pages colored, crossword puzzles already done.
You know what? They didn't have any friends.
Halloween magazine for Christmas. Now, this was something that the person got in, you know, the gift exchange. Different people call it different things.
Right.
It's called the oh my gosh. It's called the white elephant. It's called the Chinese something, something. This person actually sent their parents out looking for Hot Wheels and, you know, a nice Barbie, because it was two people that they were giving gifts to. And what they got in return was an all-pages colored crosswords done, puzzles done Halloween magazine. I thought that was hilarious. Nothing's better than this one right here, though. Well, maybe there is another one better. But a pack of 3XL panties. A pack of 3XL panties. When you're
how you know my ass is an XL? See, that's what I'm talking about right here. Throw punch on
your
site.
Your ass is actually a medium, but you got a 3XL.
That's so trifling. So you're opening up this pack of panties and they're flowing out like they're a fitted sheet. That's ugly. That's so ugly. That's so ugly. Yeah, see, people are disrespectful. Just disrespectful. That's not cool.
We're talking about
that's not cool.
Holiday gifting, my friends. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, you know what? I got another one. I got another one. A couple of years ago, I told my dad I wanted to get some more seat covers to go on my car, go in my car. Remember back in the day where your front seat was that huge-ass bucket seat that just went straight across and didn't have anything in the middle? It was just like one big-ass couch? He got me that. And the pattern was like a, I don't know, like a Mexican-type pattern. And I was like, well, let me ask you something, Father. Did you go to the flea market and Jorge just said, take this? He was like, well, pretty much. Negro, how can this even fit in my, what car would this even go in?
Oh, God.
A 70 what?
Oh,
like, really, it's one, that's like a couch cover.
Hey, we're going to pause for the pause, come back, come right back. We're going to talk about gifts that you can actually use. Here's Element.
Feelings on safety, so I don't go shooting where I be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me, then I'm left to deal with making you bleed. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping, I've been sipping the spell. Boy, your love got me tripping on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me tripping on you. Tripping on you. My bad for tripping on you. Tripping on you. My bad for tripping on you. Tripping on you. Boy, you know I'm cool when I ain't waiting, but I act a fool when I don't get it. And I'm steady bruising just to save this, but I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't tryna waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping, I've been tripping, that's how I control this.
My favorites.
All right. We got Ella May, and we are tripping tonight off of these gifting ideas for Christmas. We are joined with Mr. T.M. Hyman and Fee from Chopping
What Up?
Up with Fee. Yes, yes, yes. But
every
yeah.
Wednesday, 9 p.
There we go. There we go. Now, what you got? What you got?
What's the best gift that you've ever received? We need to help some people come up with some good gift ideas. Let me tell you something that's real popular. I don't want one. I'm not gonna. I would buy someone the gift, but I just don't want it myself. But it's really cool. Like I don't do the Google the Google thing and the Alexa thing and the Dot, the Amazon Echo Dot. I don't do those things. Like I don't want an open port so that the internet can hear everything going on in my house. But I think the Amazon Echo Dot is really, really cool. My parents actually have one, and I was playing around with it at Christmas. And I was like, cool. I was actually impressed that these folks are so up with technology. And I'm like, man, I can't do that. But an Echo Dot right now on Amazon is about 40% off. It normally runs about $50, but you can get it on Amazon right now for $29.99. And that's a really cool, sophisticated gift if you're really trying to, you know, do something cool. Technology is always cool. Any kind of tech gifts are cool. What was the best gift you ever received?
The best gift. Anything. I know I'm going to sound corny, but anything from my kids. When they were younger, like now, you know, my 19-year-old couldn't give me like a card with a Christmas tree that she, you know, she drew on the front
right.
and said Merry Christmas, and I'm going, you know,
right.
jump for joy. But when they were younger,
they were sentimental.
Anything that
they
put,
they were sentimental back then.
Yeah, yeah. Anything that they put thought into. Honestly, 1 year. My youngest daughter gave me a Christmas card. My mom took her out and said, you know, pick out a card for your mom and, you know, whatever card you want, you know, get it. She was maybe 2 or 3. The Christmas card said, Happy birthday, Dad. That was the Christmas card. She couldn't read. So I'm looking at it and I'm like, what just happened? And my mom is looking at my face, and I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. Happy birthday, Dad. And she was like, no, Mommy, it's a Merry Christmas. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. Merry Christmas. So anything with thought that,
hilarious.
You know, to me, those were the best gifts. And growing up, of course,
yeah, no,
you know, I can take it back. You know, it was Atari, you know, receiving the Atari that year was just like the biggest thing, and then the Sega and, you know, stuff like that. So sentimental
games. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Game systems. My godson, I have a godson that's about 7 years old right now, and he thinks he's 17, but he's 7, and he is a brainiac. And the games, you know, he texts me, and, you know, he'll text me with no problem, like sending me the pick and everything. Can you get me this? You know, at this point, he has no problem texting me. I was like, listen, don't text me without saying hello first, you little fat rascal. Because if you can beg, you can, you know, extend a greeting, my little friend. But going back to the crafts, another really inexpensive, depends on the frame, but one thing that I'm thinking about doing, I take a lot of pictures, and I like scenic pictures. I take a lot of pictures because I travel a whole lot, and I've thought about actually taking a lot of some of the best photos that I've ever taken, get them blown up and put them in frames for specific people. There are specific pictures that I connect with specific people. And so I'm thinking about really looking at some really nice frames, getting them formatted and actually giving a few folks some wall pictures. When you talk about arts and crafts, it's not always about spending money. It is sometimes about those sentimental things and pictures, memories that people can hold on to is also a great way to give gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Fragrances, always a good gift. I recently came across a little sample of Burberry Touch. It was a little teeny bottle. It smelled so good that I had to find it, and now I have it. It might as well be like a 16 ounce, as big as a damn soda bottle. It smells so good. Burberry Touch. It's for men.
And I know that
so
was
ladies,
about $700.
Well, not quite. Not quite. But ladies, you can get it in any size. If you're looking for a real nice smell good for your dude, for your father, for your brother, Burberry Touch. Check it out.
Yeah.
What kind of gifts do you would you suggest for a man to a woman?
Perfume is always good. Gift cards. I know it doesn't sound personal.
What kind of perfume?
But
what kind of perfume?
Which
brands? Because all perfume doesn't smell good.
I'll take that away. A lot of perfume smells good. It does not match with everyone's chemistry.
Skin, absolutely.
So what it smells,
and I didn't want to go there.
Smell,
I cut myself off because I didn't want to be rude. But perfume,
that's not being rude. It's being real.
On everybody,
it doesn't.
It does not smell the same on everybody.
Mm-hmm. So I could throw out a name. You know, I love Creed. Their brand, they have several different brands that are amazing, but it smells completely different on me than it does on my oldest daughter. You know, when she puts it on, it makes my eyes burn. I'm like, well, I don't know what's going on with your body chemistry, but I'm going to need you to take a shower. That don't smell the same, but it's because...
It doesn't smell the same.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. But perfume is always a plus. A gift card to her favorite store. If you don't know what she wants, like if I say, hey, T, I want a Louis bag, and you're like, okay, which one? And I'm giving you five different choices, and you're like, look, no, we're going to keep it in this particular price range. Here go a gift card. You can go to the Louis store. You can get the bag that you want. Always a plus. If for just some loungewear, some throw-around wear, you know, get your girl some pink leggings, a nice little top, throw on some sneakers. That's a good little loungewear. And anything sentimental, like you said, the pictures. You know, if you were to give me a picture of a place that we've gone to and have it blown up, that's something that I can actually look at every single day. And I'm like, okay, I can connect that with my mate. So those are all great ideas. I had one particular person years ago give me a calendar. And on the calendar, it was every month, it was a picture, a different picture that he and I had taken. And it symbolized, you know, some that were in the winter, some that were in the fall. And I thought that was very thoughtful, you know. So anything that you have to put, that you put thought into is, you know, always a penny
drop. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Food delivery services are very new. I recently tried Marley Spoon, which is the Martha Stewart home delivery system, and my travel got so crazy I had to cancel it. But I really enjoyed the meals. What I didn't like is having to prepare the meals myself. I'd rather get a meal that's already prepared, but home delivery. Giving a loved one or a friend the gift of a couple of meals, specifically those people who are busy professionals who struggle. And another thing, people who travel, thoughtful gifts is luggage, really cool, sophisticated bags to travel with. Ladies and gentlemen, we're simply trying to help you. One of the weirdest gifts that I've ever heard was a grandmother who gave their grandchild a pineapple, literally a pineapple, wrapped in newspaper. She said if she had gotten real gift wrapping, she would have had to have deducted that from the cost of the real gift.
Oh, Granny was thrifting for real. I mean, at least let the pineapple symbolize something. Good God.
Hey. Unbelievable. Who knows what an upside down pineapple actually represents? You know what? We'll get into that on Wednesday. We're back Wednesday 9 p. We'll tell you what that upside down pineapple represents. We'll be back with Fee chopping it up. See, take us home. We out of here.
All right, guys. Yes. Y'all continue to have an amazing week. We're counting it down to the new year. So we need to get our resolutions in, our new year, new me, all that good jazz. And we'll be hollering at you on Wednesday.
Good night, everybody.
See him live. See him live. See him live. See him live. Talk radio.